History's great philosophers and religious leaders have given various answers to humanity's central question, which is, what is the meaning of life? But only Jesus Christ has given us the complete answer, as he gives it in today's gospel passage. Jesus is walking along the River Jordan, and John the Baptist points him out and tells his two disciples that he is the one, he is the Messiah. And so John and Andrew decide to check out this new rabbi, and Jesus hears them approaching, turns around, looks them in the eye, and says, "What are you looking for?" In other words, what is the meaning of life for you? What are you searching for your life? And they say, which is not a very good answer, I think, but they do. They say, "Teacher, where are you staying?" And Jesus says to them, "Come and you will see." And he invites them to walk with him, to follow him, to be his companions. And that is Christ's answer to the meaning of life. Because the meaning of life isn't a thing to be possessed or a kind of abstract doctrine to be understood. The meaning of life is a relationship to be lived out in a personal friendship with Jesus Christ. That's what it is. And if the meaning of life is to be found in friendship with Christ, then we have to react to that. And our highest priority in life then should be to sustain that friendship. And there are three ways we can do so. First, to develop a mature prayer life, because prayer involves a conversation with God, a heart-to-heart conversation. We get to know God better through prayer and listen to him. Secondly, we build our lives around the sacraments of the church. You know, when John the Baptist called Jesus the Lamb of God, he was alluding to the Old Testament lamb that was sacrificed right before the Exodus from Egypt, the feast that the Jewish people celebrate called Passover. And the blood of that lamb was what? It was put on the doorposts of the houses of the Israelites so that the angel of death would pass over their houses and then carried out one of the, I think it was the last plague, of killing the firstborn of every family, including their animals. And the blood of that lamb saved the Israelites from slavery and gave them their freedom. Well, in New Testament times, the prophetic image is fulfilled in the Eucharist, the body and blood of the real sacrificial lamb, Jesus Christ, who saves us from our sins. And so adoring the Blessed Sacrament, praying before the Blessed Sacrament, receiving Holy Communion, opening our hearts to God in the sacrament of penance and by going to confession, taking advantage of the sacrament of anointing of the sick, and all the other sacraments, they draw us deeper into that mystery of salvation, and they link us closer to Christ every time we receive those sacraments. And thirdly, what we can do is deepen our friendship with Christ by making God's will our first concern. We go to God first, not last, when we're in trouble, when we're in need, when we need help. God is not a last resort. He's a first resort. Because friendship with Christ then means wanting and working for whatever Christ wants us to do. Just as our psalm response was, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." And what does God's will include? Well, certainly it involves the basics of, say, the Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, things like that. Loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. What is the meaning of life? You know, several years ago, I don't do it anymore, when I would be at a restaurant and, you know, the waitress would go down through the list of specials and then what do they always say? "And is there anything else that I could let you know about?" Something like that, they say. "Or do you have any other questions?" And I would say, "Yes, I do. What is the meaning of life?" Now, a 20-year-old waitress in downtown Willoughby would hear that and just walk away giggling, and that was an appropriate response for someone her age. But once I was on my way to Orlando, Florida, to give a stewardship retreat in July, got there early at the airport at about 9:30, and I went to the rental car desk, and there was a woman there. She was, looked like she was in her 50s or even 60, early 60s maybe, a Hispanic woman. And she went through the whole list, you know, like you do when you get the car. And then she said, "Do you have any other questions?" And I thought, oh, I can try it on her now. So I looked at her and I said, "Yes, I do. What is the meaning of life?" She did not giggle. This time she looked directly into my eyes and she said, "When you wake up every morning, realize that every day is a gift from God. When you wake up in the morning, realize that every day is a gift from God." She had it all in just that brief response. The meaning of life, prayer, sacraments, obedience to Christ's plan. Those are the foundation stones of a meaningful life, a life anchored in heaven, which is our true destination, where our friendship with Christ will reach its everlasting fulfillment.